And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 28th of April, 2025. The 17th annual Save the Frogs Day will be celebrated worldwide today. There are over 5,000 species of known frogs, and scientists continue to discover new species. Frog species can be found in a variety of habitats on every continent except Antarctica. Frogs are amphibians, which are cold-blooded vertebrates, meaning they have backbones and don't have scales. Amphibians live both on land and in water. The frog category includes both frogs and toads, therefore toads are frogs. Toads tend to have shorter legs and are more heavyset. Frogs vary widely in size and weight depending on species. For example, the West African Goliath frog can grow to 15 inches and weigh as much as 7 pounds. Meanwhile, the Cuban tree frog grows to only half an inch and weighs approximately 2 ounces. Frogs have large protruding eyes so they can see in most directions without needing to turn their head. Most species are also great at hopping in any direction. They have powerful muscles in their back legs, allowing them to hop great distances. Some frogs can jump over 20 times their own body length, which is similar to a human jumping 30 meters. Frogs have two main color schemes. Both color schemes are used for different survival techniques. The mottled green and brown colors are used for camouflage, so predators have a more difficult time spotting them. Meanwhile, the bright colors, like those of the poison frog, signal a warning sign to predators that their skin is toxic. Frogs and toads are able to breathe through their skin in addition to their lungs. Most species eat insects, spiders, worms, and slugs. However, some of the larger species are able to eat larger prey, like mice, birds, and small reptiles. Their skin absorbs water, so they don't need to drink water. Frogs help keep a large part of the world's insect population under control. In many species, the male will guard the eggs. He may transport them on his back, in a pouch on his belly, or in his mouth to a safe location until they hatch into tadpoles. In some cases, both parents will take turns babysitting the eggs. After about 2 to 3 weeks, depending on the species, the eggs hatch into tadpoles. Tadpoles, also known as polliwogs, have gills and a tail like a fish, but a round head. Over the course of a few months, the tadpoles will gradually grow legs, absorb their tails, lose their gills, and turn into frogs that start breathing air and hopping. This process is called metamorphosis. Frogs are social creatures and live in groups called armies, colonies, or knots. Similar to fish, young frogs will swim together in schools. Each species of frog has a unique call, which is used to attract a mate or to warn enemies. During the mating season, the male frogs croak loudly in a group. Some frog calls can be heard up to a mile away. Frog populations are good indicators of ecosystem health as they are sensitive to environmental changes. Amphibians are the most threatened group of vertebrates on Earth, with 40% assessed by the IUCN as being at risk of extinction. Many species of frogs, nearly 900 species, are listed as endangered by IUCN's Red List. Save the Frogs Day activities have included protests at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for its failure to ban harmful endocrine-disrupting pesticides. Parades through a major urban centers in Bangladesh and South Africa, habitat restoration at critical frog habitats in California, Illinois, and Ghana, and nature walks to teach people about their local amphibians in the United Kingdom and Brazil. Save the Frogs website reads, "Only a small portion of the public is aware that frogs are disappearing. Our goal is to make the amphibian extinction crisis common knowledge, and Save the Frogs Day is our best way to make this happen." And here is the Frog Pond Haiku for today by Matsuo Basho. O cold pond, a frog jumps into the sound of water. The Frog Pond Haiku by Matsuo Basho. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that pesticides harm all species.